The Execution of the Hierarchs of the Italian Social Republic. Description. Walter Audisio, also called Colonnello Valerio, and Aldo Lampredi, called Guido, a CVL, Corpo Volontari della Libertà, Volunteer Corps for Freedom officer, arrived in Dongo from Milan in the early afternoon of April 28, 1945. They are at the head of a group of partisans from the Oltrepò Pavese area. Their equipment and new uniforms generate suspicion among the Upper Lake partisans, who fear a blitz by the fascists, and it is only after a thorough check of their credentials that they transferred command and prisoners to them. Valerio communicates the order received from the CLNA, Comitato di Liberazione Nazionale Alta Italia, that is, Committee of National Liberation of Northern Italy, to execute the main figures of the Italian Social Republic, and draws up a list of those condemned to death. Major Rubini, who is not in favor of the execution of the arrested men, resigns in protest. The prisoners are assembled in the Golden Hall of Palazzo Manzi, and then led through the square filled with people. 15 fascist government ministers and hierarchs are shot shortly after 5 p.m. of April 28th by a firing squad led by Alfredo Mardini, Riccardo, in front of the railing on the lake, which still carries the marks of the shots fired on that occasion. At the time of the execution, Marcello Petacci, the brother of Claretta, tries to make a run through the streets of the town and dives into the lake, where he is mortally wounded. The bodies are immediately transferred to Milan on a truck, and along the way, in Giulino di Mezzegra, the corpses of Benito Mussolini and Claretta Petacci are picked up. They will all be brought to Piazzale Loreto, a symbolic location where, on August 10, 1944, 15 partisans and anti-fascists taken from the San Vittore prison in Milan had been shot by the soldiers of the Muti Legion and abandoned in the square as a warning to the people of Milan. Drawn from the descriptive panel on site. The executed in Dongo were Alessandro Pavolini, General Secretary of the Republican Fascist Party, Francesco Maria Barracu, Colonel, Under Secretary to the Presidency of the Council of Ministers, Ferdinando Mezzasoma, Minister of Popular Culture, Augusto Liverani, Minister of Communication, Ruggero Romano, Minister of Public Works, Paolo Zerbino, Minister of Interiors, Luigi Gatti, former prefect of Milan, Mussolini's secretary, Paolo Porta, party secretary of Como, Idreno Utimperger, commander of the Black Brigade of Empoli, Nicola Bombacci, one of the founders of the Italian Communist Party, who later adhered to fascism, Pietro Calistri, captain and pilot of the National Republican Air Force, Goffredo Coppola, rector of the University of Bologna, Ernesto Daguano, journalist, director of the Agenzia Stefani Press Agency, Mario Nudi, employee at the Fascist Confederation of Agriculture, Vito Casalinuovo, colonel of the Republican National Guard, Mussolini's adjutant.